Hello and welcome to the Cover Those Bases podcast. This is the first podcast in a while for me. I'm Devin Fink, the owner and writer for CoverThoseBases.com and co-owner and founder of MLBDailyRumors.com. This is the first podcast I've done in a very long time. And I really enjoyed doing podcasts back when I did them. And I did get some pretty good views on them, and, you know, this is my first podcast in about a year. And I really just kind of wanted to bring it back. I really enjoyed doing the podcast. It was just kind of hard to get them uploaded, so I'm trying something different this time, just uploading it right to a post on my website, and we'll see how that goes. So yesterday, probably the news we've all been waiting for this offseason, the Nationals signed Max Scherzer to a $210 million deal over 7 years. It's a crazy deal. Absolutely crazy deal. I mean, I never thought that Scherzer would go to the Nationals. I always thought he was probably headed to the Tigers or the Yankees or maybe even the Cardinals. But, you know, I saw the Nationals mentioned as a suitor earlier in the offseason, and I just kind of blew that off thinking, you know, that you've already got a rotation of Steven Strasburg, Jordan Zimmermann, Gio Gonzalez, Doug Fister, and Tanner Roark. There's really no reason to need Scherzer or, you know, be able to put up the payment of Scherzer, you know, be able to put up the cash and the money that he commands. But the Nationals proved me wrong. That was a huge deal for them, and I just honestly cannot believe that they were able to sign Max Scherzer to a $210 million deal. I really just kind of want to discuss my thoughts on this deal. You know, first of all, Max Scherzer is one of the best pitchers in baseball, if not the best, and it's probably, you know, it's probably a very rare opportunity you'd get on the free agent market to sign a guy that was a, you know, that was a Cy Young Award winner. Scherzer won the award in 2013, and then, you know, you also have him coming off a year where he still posted a very good 3.15 ERA. Scott Boras, his agent, had said earlier in the offseason, or it was kind of reported earlier in the offseason, that he wanted over $200 million for Scherzer. People kind of blew that off, thinking Scherzer would probably get in the $180 to $185 million range, and Boras was thinking a little too high of his client, and, you know, that's kind of what Boras does, but, you know, Max Scherzer was able to command that type of money from the Washington Nationals. But there is a little bit of a trick or some kind of interesting clause in Max Scherzer's deal. Half of his contract is in deferred money. Over the next 7 years, Max Scherzer won't be making $210 million. He won't. He'll be making half of that. He'll be making $105 million. He's going to be paid $15 million over the 7 years. Yes, he's going to be paid $15 million over 14 years for his seven-year deal to fit the $210 million. So in 7 years, when Max Scherzer's 37 years old and, you know, going to be a free agent once again, he's still going to be paid for the Nationals for 7 more years. He's going to be paid from the Nationals through 2029. Now, as crazy as that sounds, $15 million is one-tenth of your payroll. I mean, if you're a team that spends $150 million roughly a year, $15 million isn't that much. If you look at the Nationals in 2015, they have two guys, Jason Worth and Jordan Zimmermann, that are both making over $15 million. They also have Ryan Zimmermann making $14 million, Doug Fister making $11.4 million. You know, it's all in that sort of range. $15 million per year is not that much money, is not that big a hit on a big league payroll. And that's what I really like about this Scherzer deal. I think the Nationals while they are paying him what he wanted, it's spread out in a way that Scherzer is able to get the money he wants while the Nationals are still able to get payroll flexibility. Now, what you could probably do for the Nationals, I'm looking at their committed dollars here. It's without Scherzer. The Nationals would probably be able to sign either one of the two, Jordan Zimmermann or Steven Strasburg, to a long-term contract after this year. If you think about it, Scherzer's only being paid $15 million, and only, of course, you know, this is all relative to other baseball contracts. You offer anyone $15 million outside of sports, and, you know, you're thinking, whoa, you know, they're really rich. But Scherzer's only being paid $15 million, and the Nationals now have, per se, $10 million to work with. You know, you think of Scherzer as, you know, a $25 million a year pitcher. So, if you think of it that way, the Nationals are freeing up basically $10 million every year while he's on their team. And then for 7 years after he's on their team, they're going to have to be paying those contracts. Now, Mike Rizzo, their GM, is obviously hoping that while Scherzer's under contract, specifically this year, the Nationals can win a World Series, you know, at least one. And that when he's paying $15 million down the road, he can look back and say, you know, I was able to assemble a winning team, so it was absolutely worth it. My take on the Scherzer deal in terms of the other starting pitchers in the Nationals rotation is I really believe that they should not move neither Jordan Zimmermann nor Steven Strasburg. I think they need to keep both pitchers and understand that this is their year. This is the year that they're going to have a staff that's comparable to the 2011 Phillies rotation that included Roy Halladay, Cole Hamels, Cliff Lee, and Roy Oswalt. Their rotation, Max Scherzer, Jordan Zimmermann, Doug Fister, Steven Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez, and the guy that went 15-10 with a 2.85 ERA last year, Tanner Roark, he is being moved to the bullpen. Yes, the guy who went, how much better can you do than a 2.85 ERA and 198.2 innings pitched, and you're kicked right off the starting staff? That's how good the Nationals staff is. You can't worry about later right now. You can't worry about the prospects right now. When your team is in this position, while not everyone's old, I mean, you still have Ian Desmond at age 29. You still have Bryce Harper, who's 22. You still have Jason Worth, although 36, he's still producing. You've got some offense. You've got Anthony Rendon, who's not even arbitration eligible until 2017. The Nationals' year is this year. This year, right now. They need to go all in, keep their pitchers. And you know who I would re-sign of Steven Strasburg and Jordan Zimmermann? I would go with Jordan Zimmermann. I really love how Jordan Zimmermann pitches. He shows so much presence on that mound. He pitches so well in under pressure. He threw a no-hitter last year. He's a two-time All-Star, 19-game winner in 2013. And he is an absolute workhorse. He averaged 6.28 strikeouts per walk last year. He only gave up 1.3 walks per nine. He only walked 22 in 199 and two-thirds innings. Excuse me for my yelling. Jordan Zimmermann is the pitcher that you cannot let go. You cannot. I was of the take that the Nationals should have never gone for Scherzer and signed Jordan Zimmermann for a deal in the $130 to $150 million range and saved all that money. But they need to, of the two, Strasburg and Zimmermann, they need to re-sign Jordan Zimmermann. I polled my Twitter followers yesterday, and I asked them, if your team acquired Jordan Zimmermann or Steven Strasburg in a trade and was guaranteed to sign them to an extension, who would you rather have, Zimmermann or Strasburg? It was a 51-30 vote in favor of Strasburg. I honestly cannot believe it. Strasburg is not nearly a good pitcher as Zimmermann. He doesn't have that composure. He doesn't pitch as well. His mechanics are just out of whack. Strasburg led the National League in strikeouts last season, but his strikeout to walk ratio was worse than Jordan Zimmermann's. He struck out 5.63 per every walk in 34 starts last year with the Nationals. If there's anyone that should be re-signed to an extension, it's Jordan Zimmermann. I'm not doubting Steven Strasburg, not at all. Steven Strasburg is a phenomenal pitcher. He's really good. I really love how he pitches. I love what he's got in terms of a skill set and stuff. Stuff meaning, you know, his his pitches. But he's not the pitcher Jordan Zimmermann is. And it would be a complete mistake, 100% mistake, if you re-signed Steven Strasburg and traded away Jordan Zimmermann. Now that's my take on the Max Scherzer saga in Washington. Today, in baseball, the Astros signed Colby Rasmus to a 1-year, $8 million deal. I like that move for them. You know, they traded away Dexter Fowler to the Cubs yesterday. And so Rasmus really fills in that spot nicely. And I really just think he is a great ball player. And although he had a tough year last year, both offensively and defensively, I think for $8 million over on a 1-year deal, there are no bad 1-year deals. I am the complete believer in that there are no bad 1-year deals. I think he's a great addition to this Astros club. Finally, the Astros are also close to signing Ryan Vogelsong to a deal. We'll see how that progresses. Thanks for listening. This has been Devin Fink of CoverThoseBases.com and MLBDailyRumors.com. Tweet with me, ask me questions at Devin Fink on Twitter. You can always post a comment on my website. And find me on Facebook at CoverThoseBases. And have a great Tuesday evening. And enjoy the rest of this hot stove. Thank you.